This is the Composer's Datebook for September 13th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1993, the first screening of a new film, The Age of Innocence, based on the novel by Edith Wharton, took place at the Ziegfeld Theater in Manhattan as a benefit for the New York Historical Society. That was only appropriate since Wharton's novel describes upper-class New York society of the 1870s, an age, if the film is to be believed, so emotionally repressed that the unbuttoning of a woman's glove can be a breathtakingly sensual moment. The new film was directed by Martin Scorsese, famous for decidedly unrepressed thrillers like Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Cape Fear. And initially, some thought that Scorsese was a poor choice to film Wharton's novel. The skeptics were proven wrong. Much of the film's success can be attributed to its ravishing orchestral score by American composer Elmer Bernstein. "It was my personal tribute to the music of Brahms," said Bernstein, who also credited Scorsese for bringing him in as a composer before Age of Innocence was filmed, not after. We started talking about the character of the music long before Scorsese ever shot a frame of film, recalls Bernstein with admiration. The score was nominated for an Academy Award, the 12th time Elmer Bernstein had been so honored in his long and productive cinematic career. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.